Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. And with me today, I have Kelly Gumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I am awesome. And John Martellaro, how are you?
I am good. Pleased to be here, too.
It is fantastic to have you here today. I'm glad both of you are here. I'm also glad that iMazing is our sponsor. And you guys have no idea. Oh, God. That app just totally saved me this week. But before I wax poetic about how iMazing saved my butt, we should totally get into a topic that I'm just hoping at least one of you has an opinion on.
That's funny, Jeff.
Thank you. And I delivered it totally with a straight face. Microsoft, they're getting into what I'm calling the in-home voice appliance market, because I haven't come up with a sexy name for it yet. So this is the market where we have Amazon's Echo product line. This is where we have Google Home. This is where Apple's supposed Siri appliance is going to show up. And hey, Microsoft has announced this week that they're in the game also. They have a Cortana-based device coming out this fall called Invoke. So let me give everyone just the quick rundown of what this is, because
because I need to talk.
Okay.
We have so much to say on this.
Don't get your panties in a bunch, John. We'll get there. Okay. So this device, it's a cylinder like the Echo. It has microphones in it. It has speakers built into it. The speakers are Harman Kardon. And the product is actually going to have a Harman Kardon logo on it. And so Cortana is the voice interface that you will use. There is no display on this. And it will do the sorts of things that you expect from any of the in-home voice assistant devices that are on the market today. The thing to me that sets this apart from the others is that it has built-in Skype call support, and none of the other devices have that. Although, as of yesterday, if you have an Echo or the Alexa app, you now have Alexa calling.
I was going to say, you know, Alexa has that now after a fashion. So, okay.
Yes. So, we don't know how much this costs. We do know it comes out this fall. And there you go. What do you guys think?
Another dreary cylinder.
It's funny you should say dreary, because when I saw the photographs of Invoke, my first thought, and I feel bad saying this, was, wow, that's the cheapest looking Echo knockoff I've ever seen.
Looks like a coffee grinder to me.
It just it doesn't invoke any sort of visual excitement for me.
What does this product invoke? Me too, Yoda. It invokes dreariness, sameness.
That would be Yoda's often forgotten about cousin from Return of the Jedi, Yeddo.
Well, here's the thing. I'm looking at this speaker, and I don't know that dreary is necessarily the word I would use for it. I mean, come on, you guys. It does come in black and silver.
Yeah, that's true.
It does, because they've set them on the page this way and they have this particular shape. They remind me of the plastic salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's like a Kickstarter project. Matching salt and pepper shakers for your Invoke. Oh, I love it.
I think you can already pick
silver,
those up at
Crate
and Barrel.
Crate and Barrel. Yeah, I was thinking like cash and carry. Like they look like the cheap, you know, the ones that you see like, that you used to see in restaurants all the time that have the plastic top that sort of has the ridges around.
Yeah.
Like the vertical ridges around the edges. Like that's, I'm getting a pretty strong vibe of that from these. Here's the thing about this one. And I say this not knowing what we're getting from Apple. If anything, Apple may forsake this and just say, you know, using your phone to tell your Apple TV to do stuff is good enough. You'll take it and like it. We don't know. I've already made the case for why that shouldn't be true, like 2 or 3 years ago now, as to why that's a terrible decision. I'm only interested in this to find out what Microsoft's approach is to making this work, because I know that there are certain things that, because we have a couple of Echo units in our house, and obviously I have Siri, and one of the things that I have found is sort of this, depending on what I ask each of them, if I don't get the answer I want, I will ask the other one. And when I do that, I'm being taught by the machines what each of them is good at answering. So
yes.
If I need to know sports information, which sometimes happens to me, I know, Jeff, this isn't a thing for you. if I need to know who's in the playoffs, like what the series is like for a particular set of NBA playoff brackets, I can ask Siri and she'll tell me. Alexa tends not to know, or if I need to know when the next Portland Trailblazer game is, Siri is much better at getting me that information than my Echo unit. So other things that my Echo unit is good at answering are finite questions. How old is this person? When was that person born? I can ask either one of them the weather and I get the same answer, which is sort of comforting in a way. Like, as long as both of them are giving me the same data, it's going to rain today, Kelly. I'm good. Like, you know, some of the stuff that's sort of objectively factual, I have a pretty high success rate with, regardless of which one I'm asking. So I'm really curious what Microsoft thinks they can contribute besides something with their name on it. And the reason I'm curious about this is because I don't know a lot of people who are out there like as Cortana cheerleaders.
Well, that you're bordering on the exact problem that I want to talk about, and that is the product development strategy and philosophy. You know, I had Ben Rudolph on Microsoft on Background Mode, and he talked about how Cortana is with him everywhere. It's with his Surface book wherever he goes. It's with his, when he sits down at his computer, Cortana is there. He was very much into agreeing with Apple about mobility. And so Amazon comes out with this device because they don't make computers themselves. Make tablets, but they don't make computers, so they have to have this device that kind of sits there. And it got kind of semi-popular, and it got a lot of notoriety, and I think it did because, in my opinion, there's a physical manifestation of it. You know, when you look at a phone, you think about your phone a certain way, but you don't think about it in terms of the voice that comes out of it. So you got this instantiation, this device that all it does is talk to you, and I think there's a psychological angle there. And so Amazon is making this big thing out of the Echo, and all the big other giants are running scared and thinking, oh my God, we're a giant company. We got to be careful. We got to be protective. We got to come out with this product too, and we got to make sure we get control of the home. And so Microsoft comes out with the Invoke, which is a pretty bad name in my opinion. And then we are hearing that Apple's going to come out with one too. And I get this sinking feeling that this is not really brilliance or innovation, but it's rather it's protective.
It's homesteading.
Defenses. Yeah.
It's actual homesteading. I just realized that's kind of clever.
Well, Brian Wormell predicted Apple would call theirs Home Base, which is kind of cool with a big B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have this funny feeling about why these companies are rolling this product out. And one of them is that there's nobody at Apple around anymore to say no.
You know, I'm not sure if this is a product where Apple should say no. And the reason I feel that way, John, is because Apple wants to be ubiquitous in our homes and our lives.
Right.
And this is one place where there's a hole in that strategy. And Amazon is using that as their way to become the ubiquitous part of our home.
Well, Amazon's got a better strategy. If Amazon's going to have a Dot in the den and a Echo in the kitchen and a Look in the bedroom and a Show, you know, somewhere else, they're invading every home location with the right kind of product for that location. So how does Apple coming out with one single product confront that strategy by Amazon? I don't think it
does. Here's the thing. Here's my stance on that, John, is that I don't think it matters. And I'll tell you why. Because I am a person who is very excited about the new thing I can put in my house, what I can run with my phone. So, in fact, I am known throughout the land for this. So my mom just went on a trip. She was gone for 2 months on an international trip. She came home and she said, "What new stuff did you buy for your house that you use your phone to operate?" Because there's like this semi-regular stream of incoming things that I tell what to do, you know, like my Echo units, or run with my phone, like the lights, you know, and things like that. So like this is, you know, a really common thing at my house, but we've sort of reached, like, we have automation fatigue at my house. I definitely have HomeKit fatigue. And so like, it almost doesn't matter to me what Microsoft does with the one that they've released. It doesn't matter to me what Apple does with the one they've released. Take notes, kids. I'm not interested in buying either one of them, and I'm having a hard time figuring out what the compelling thing is that's going to make me switch from the Echo units that I already have that turn on the lights, run
point.
The thermostat, do all these. And I'll tell you why, because I've been in this game long enough that lots of things have gone 2.0 and either are completely the old version is completely incompatible with anything else. So I'm forced to upgrade, or I'm forced to stick with what I have, the 1.0 version, and just sort of live with the fact that it doesn't do this thing I would really like to have it do, but it's another $150 or whatever to buy the new version so that I can do this, because none of these people have an upgrade program or anything. You know, send us the old one and we'll give you a deal on the new one, you know, or anything like that at all. Like, the only one that actually did that was Hue, where if you were a previous user and you showed, like, and you followed a secret link in the email that they sent you, you could buy a new Hue hub for $40 so that it would work with HomeKit.
Yep, which of course both of us did.
Yes, but they were literally the only one who did that. So all the other stuff, basically no. And it's frustrating and I'm tired of it. And the reason I'm tired of it is because troubleshooting all of this stuff is a disaster area. Like, if there was a physical map of my house, then the closet where all of the hubs and everything lives, that would be on the old timey maps. It would be, there be dragons. That would be
that the early adopter blues, Kelly.
It's well, and it's not even blues anymore. It's frustration and it's grumpiness. And I feel like maybe I'm old enough to be a grumpy person. And I just want things to be better. And the reason I want things to be better is because I see the potential in all of these devices. I see how great it is to have set up a Hue rule so that no matter when I leave, when I come home, there's a light on for me in, you know, where I come into the house. And so now, like, I never come home to an empty house, and it doesn't matter when I left or how long I was gone. And I don't have to leave that light on 24 hours a day just to make sure that that happens for me. And that's a very tiny thing. And that would make me so happy to be able to set up for my mom or set up for my dad. And, you know, as my parents get older, I am not as near them as I would like to be. I want to be able to set them up with things like this, you know, like, and as my parents go on trips and, you know, go to Arizona for part of the winter and things like that, I've gotten them devices to sort of help them monitor home base, you know, when they're not there. So I want this to be a good experience so that my mom doesn't have to call me frustrated all the time over this thing I bought her.
Do you think Apple has the prospects of making life better with their device, or is it just going to be another speaker?
I want to say that they do, but at the same time, I just don't know if anybody can, let alone Apple.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if Apple is I understand that Apple not being first is not new. I know that's not unique. I know that's not their jam. I know that's not what they do. I'm 1000% aware of that. I've been aware of that for hundreds of years. I was one of the people who had an MP3 player before the iPod came out and went, Apple's really going to have to do something special in order to make this compelling to people. And then they totally did. So I want them to do something awesome and compelling, and I want everybody to see it next month at WWDC, for example, and erase all of this Invoke nonsense from the consciousness, you know, but I honestly don't see it happening. Like, I just don't. I'm an optimist, and I can't get there.
Here's the danger. Suppose Apple comes out with a device that isn't a whole lot better than an Echo, does pretty much the same thing an Echo does. And you can do FaceTime calls, FaceTime audio calls and some stuff, but it doesn't really solve the home automation issue to your satisfaction. But we're so hungry for an Apple product. You know, we haven't had a new Apple product except, you know, AirPods and a new iPad in March. We're hungry. And so Apple comes out with this thing where they tout, you know, you don't need an Echo anymore. This is cool. It's from Apple. It's the best. So we all go out and buy it because we're hungry for a new product from Apple. And then we're all disappointed because it doesn't do, see, doesn't solve the whole problem. It just,
I'm not going to buy one because we made this decision in my house over a year ago when Mr. Kelly texted me and said the Echo's on sale at Best Buy for $50 off or something. And I said, okay, well, what about it? So he called me, like we were on the phone, and he said, yeah, so like, what do you think about picking up an Echo? And I'm like, it sounds pretty cool, but I don't know if we really need one. And then he said, well, what about Apple? When is the Apple one of these coming out? Should I buy this one or should mm-hmm. I wait? Yep. And get the Apple one instead. And I said, I don't know if Apple's ever going to do this. I think they're going to try to force me to do something like use my phone and let Apple TV handle the actual request and then get back to my phone or something. Like, I don't think Apple's going to ever get into this game.
So the mission of defeat by Apple, I think.
So we signed up, in a way, for Alexa. And so now, sorry, everybody, if that did anything to your speakers. So we went the Echo route, and now here we are. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that to me is what's really frustrating, is, like, this is another one of those announceware sort of things where I wish Apple had done one of those, like, winking announcements and, like, let us know that this was coming. And then maybe, like, my house would have a very different conversation right now. Maybe there would be no Echo units at my house. And then if there were no Echo units at my house, I would be kind of excited about an Apple one. But I don't know if I can get there.
Oh, is this a product category that is going to endure? I don't see it as a long-lived product. I see it as a kind of a fad, like these, you know, in the 1960s, they had these devices that allowed you to make video phone calls on AT&T, you know, for $1,000. You could call mom and then have a picture of mom on your little 2-inch screen.
I disagree. You know? I think so this category is going to stick around. I just don't know if everything will look the same.
They're going to be instantiated in little friendly robots that run around the house and can move from room to room and talk to you. Yeah. And this little cylinder on the desktop is going to be sitting there next to the salt shaker for the next 20 years as decoration robot talks to you.
All right. I totally have to interrupt.
All right.
So.
All right.
I have to interrupt because we haven't talked about iMazing yet, and we really need to do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So here's the deal. iMazing is this app you can get for your computer, your Mac, or your PC that hooks into all the data that's on your iOS device. And I mentioned that it kind of saved my butt. Well, here's what happened. I had a completely borked iTunes library this week, and trying to get everything sorted out in my library was just, I mean, it was an ordeal, and that's a story for another time. But what ended up happening was some of the content from my iPhone was no longer in my iTunes library.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, but it was still there on my iPhone. So I used iMazing and I went in and I grabbed the content. I pulled it out and put it back where it needed to go. So I didn't lose anything. And so in that sense, I had sort of like this ad hoc backup thing happening, but iMazing will also do backups of your devices. So if you have an iPhone and an iPad and you want to make sure that you have just the backup that you want, then iMazing will do that for you. It also will manage your, like, the ebooks and PDFs that you want to have in the iBooks app. So you can put content on your device. You can take content off your device. You can organize stuff for photos on your iOS device and for iBooks. And it's basically what it comes down to is this is the app that I wish Apple had made for managing all the content that goes on our iOS devices. They didn't. DigiDNA did. And so here we go. We've got this amazing app that all of you should go test and then ultimately buy, because it's an investment that you will be glad you have made, because at some point you're going to really want something that's only on your iOS device, and this is the way you're going to get it back. So head over to their website, iamazing.com/TDO, iamazing.com/TDO. You want to go to that link because that's the link where not only can you download the trial version, but it's also where you get your 20% discount when you buy the app. And that discount works for individual user licenses and for the family licenses as well. So 20% off, and you get your copy of iMazing. It's just a wonderful tool. I can't imagine not having it on my computer, because this is not the first time it has let me get at files that were only on an iOS device. Ah, what a wonderful
This
thing.
Is why I don't have iTunes angst anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Save yourself the iTunes angst. Just right? Get iMazing.
Yes.
Yeah. iMazing.com/TDO and get your 20% discount there on the app. Totally worth it. Thank you to iMazing for being our sponsor. We're pretty much out of time. And when I say that, what I mean is we're out of time. But I have a question for both of you before we wrap up. And the question goes back to where we started the show today, which is Microsoft's Invoke. So when I heard about this, my reaction was an overwhelming meh. I was not excited about it. I was not angry, anything. It was just a complete milquetoast gray response to this product. Am I reacting this way because I've been in the technology news world for so long that I've become cynical to new products like this? Or is it just one of those things where I'm seeing a product that actually just feels really bland to me?
My reaction is infinite diversity and infinite combinations. Whatever can be made will be made, and an attempt will be made to make money off of it, and that doesn't work. Some new combination from the infinite universe will arise. Not all of them will succeed. Not all of them are good for us. All will be highly hyped, but few will endure.
Thank you, Mary Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Okay. My assessment of this is I feel like Microsoft feels like they have to. Like, Amazon has done it. We've been hearing rumblings about Apple doing some sort of speaker. Google's in the game. So now it's time for Microsoft to get into the game. And I think they're trying to be ubiquitous, but they're coming at it from the computer side, because people are buying surfaces and things. So I feel like they're coming at this because they're not coming at it from the phone side the way Apple would have to. Like, Apple's approach has to be, starting with mobile, and now you have something in your house. Like, this is going to have to be a slightly different approach. But it feels to me like a should. And I know about like first to market and all that kind of stuff. And I get that. But I don't think the Microsoft one is going to be that great. And I don't think the Apple one is going to be that great unless they figure out how to play well with others, because nobody's going to be able to do that. Like, that's
unless
one of the things I feel
amazing.
Like, yeah. And I don't even know what crazy thing I would want it to do that, you know, otherwise. And that's one of the things that I think Alexa has going for it, is that they've opened it up to everybody. You know, go build a skill if you want it. And if you want to build hardware that people can talk to and use Alexa-ness to talk to, we're into that. Go right ahead. And unless Microsoft and Apple have that same sort of we take all comers attitude, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
All right. Well, I'm going to remain skeptical about Invoke until Microsoft proves me wrong, and I'm going to continue using my Amazon Echo Dots until someone gives me a very compelling reason not to. And
same.
Yeah. And on that note, we are so out of time, so we really do need to wrap up.
Okay.
Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
John, thank you for being here as well.
You're very welcome, Jeff. And bye, Kelly.
Bye, John.
And thank you to iAmazing for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, iAmazing.com/TDO. Get 20% off your copy of iAmazing. And you'll be glad you did. It is so worth the investment. And listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.